Yivamas Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah continues the cheshbonis that we were having in the last few Mishnahs. Pikachas v'chareshes. He's married to a deraisdika marriage, a pikachas, and he's also married to a chareshes, and he died. So Reuven died. Shimon the Yovam bo Yovam ala pikachas. Chayes kana yibn deraisin askish lo chodava. V'chozo bo la chareshes. He's doing something wrong. Avadim deraisa. His brother Reuven was never married to the Chereshes. There's no issue. He's allowed to marry two wives. But midrabbonon, the Chereshes is a tzora of his wife. Oishibo ochiv ala Chereshes. The brother is also, Levi is also not allowed to be bo on the Chereshes. Because bayis hacharat abonim, yata benu shtei batim, even al yidei shimon v'levi. But leposol sapikacha, since it's only midrabbonon, it doesn't do anything to the marriage that was real, that was deraisa. Bo yovam ala Chereshes. If the yovam, however, was bo on the Chereshes, and now he has a Shvacha Kinyin in the Rabbanon, a Shvacha Meshuyi Dike Kinyin. So mitzad the din the Rabbanon, he can't be Boine Shtei Batim to marry the Pikachas. And then Shaloi Kedin V'chozo Bo Ala Pikachas, Oy Shubo Ochav Ala Pikachas, also Shaloi Kedin. But Lamaisa, that even is Chal Deraisa. So Mela, once it's Chal Deraisa, Vada that supersedes the Rabbanon Dike marriage to the Chereshes, Posel Sachereshes. That's pretty straightforward. Nochadin, Mishnah Yer Aleph, Gdoilu Ktana. Bo Yovam ala Gdoilu. Shimon was bo ala Gdoilu, Midereisa, Zib, Naskish, Lucholdova. Chosu bo ala Ktana. He's then bo ala Ktana, which is only Midirabonon. Oishu bo Ochav ala Ktana. Loi Posel Sakdoil, the Gdoilu stays intact. The Dirabonon is not Chal, there's nothing to talk about. But, in Bo Yovam ala Ktana, if he was Balak Tana Midrabono Nasis Kishtil Choldova, Vachozo Balak Doilo, and that's Deiraisin As Kishtil Choldova, Oishabo Ochavalak Doilo, Posel Saktana. Gewalt, Posel Saktana, because there's a Yibum here Deiraisa. The Ktana then on a Dirabono level is Tsoroso Sholha Ishtoi, of the Yivum that became Nas Kishtil Choldova, rather that takes care of that. He can stay married to the Yivum Shneer. And Atabonish Shtei Batim. Comes along the Mishnah with one knej. Rabbi Loza, Oime Malamdin Esaktana Shetimoyin Boi. You have one out of a situation. You could be Malamid Diktana Shetimoyin Boi, which means the Lechatchila of this situation where the Yovam was born the Ktana first and then he's not supposed to be Miyam Dikdela, he's Mavatla Mitzisib Deraisa. We Malamid him to be Mamayin, for her, the Ktana, to be Mamayin Boi. And then in the middle, there's no problem of Shtei Batim, and then he can be Miyabim L'chadchil, he can be Miyabim L'gdolo. Now, the Rav's Geus over here is Rabbi Lazar Omer Bikulon Melamed, in all these cases. Not only Ketano G'dolo, but even Bikachas V'chareshes. Same idea, L'chayot, they should both be true. The Chiddush of that is that it seems clear over here, she could be Mamayin, and the Miyun would be Chal for a Yevom in the original marriage, to be Oik of the original marriage. We had a discussion about the Spesil and Besham in the beginning of the Perek in Mishnah Aleph, but there's a Deya in the Gemara that the only way for a Yevom to be Mamayin is only if there's something here that she's walking out on. It can only be after the Yevom, Reuven, her husband, died, she's a Ktana, she falls L'Shimon, his brother. If Shimon made Maimar, she could be Oiker. She could be Mamayin in the marriage to Shimon. With that, she's also Oiker, has an Achiza. Her refusal is Chal in the Kedushin. Midraban, of course. Midraban on a Drabon. She's only married Drabon in the first place. And now he did a Maimar, Shimon. So it's Chal in the Maimar of Shimon. With that, it's Oiker also Lamafreya, the marriage to Reuven, to the Mace. But if there's nothing here, you can't be Mamayin in a Zika. She can't be Mamayin just in the marriage that was. That's not a marriage that is. But Lamaisa, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that she could be Mamayin, according to Basil, she could be Mamayin even in the pure Zika. She could be Mamayin now in being Skuka L'Shimon. I don't want the marriage to Reuven to be Skuka L'Shimon. It's Chal in the Zika. So Mamela, that'll be Oikar. Mamela over here also, the case will be you'll be Malamed her to be Mamayin. The Ketana to be Mamayin in order to be Mekayim, the Yibum Deiraisa of the other one. Either the Ketana with the Gdoilo or the Chereshes with the same idea. Now if you think about it, it's not so logical. Why should you use this encouragement to Malamdin Saktan Shetimoyim Boy By Ktana and Chareshes. What's the difference who she is Nizyabntu? Both are Durabonon. By Gdol and Ktana it makes sense, but not by Ktana and Chareshes. So the problem is if you go as Bekulon, what are you talking about? So if you go as the word Bekulon, the Ramban, the Rajba, seems that this is the Psak of the Rif, other Rishonim, they hold the Bekulon is going like Ktana and Chareshes, even though there's no clear reason why we should want the marriage to the Chareshes more than the Ktana. Lamaisa, this is the Raivitz Hasog in Huchsibim Perkei Halok Chovches. This is the Raivitz Hasog on the Rambam. Why would there be a Malamdas Haktana by a Ktana v'Chareshes? It makes sense by a Gdelu Ktana. Azoi Zok the Raivitz, he's not Goyos Bekulon. The Ramban says, no, that's the Gis that we have, that's the Gis in the Sefton. One Nakuda that Ishva in the Rambam is the Rambam says like this, Bo Yovim Tchila l'Chareshes. The Choza, then he's either him or Ochiv al Aktana. So the Ktana afterwards is Posel Sachareshes. Umalamdin Aktana Shetimoyen. And Lechor, the end of the sentence should be, okay, the Ktana is Memayin. Then he could stay married to the Chareshes. The Ram says, no, Vachareshes Yoitza beget. Why does the Chareshes have to be Yoitza? Let him stay married. The Rabbi asks on that also. The Rajba says, Divri Arambam Tumuim. Why Chareshes Yoitza beget? L'chora, once the Ketana was in her mind, she was oiker the Nisuin to the Ketana L'mafreya, and then there's no problem staying with the Chareshes. No, this goes into the raid that it's not 100% L'mafreya, but L'chora, L'gabi the Dine Erva, L'gabi the Dine, the marriage itself, going forward, L'chora, it is Bot L'mafreya. The Rambam is Tamur. One last point, they point out, the Girsa by Asa Mishnah Yer Aleph is Rebbe Elozor. Rebbe Elozor B'derech HaZor, Rebbe Elozor meant Shamua. The Mishnah Zion that said also Malamdin Saktan Shetimoin doesn't sound like it's the same Rema. Over there in the Mishnah, the Gis is Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer is the Talmud of Rebbe Yechim and Zakeh. Rebbe Lozer is Rebbe Lozer and Shemur, the Talmud of Rebbe Kiva. Just for the accuracy, Shemur.